Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thanks for joining us again today. We're talking about conflict resolution between parents and their teenagers. And if you have a teen or you know someone who does, reach out and tell them about the program so they can join in as well. We think you'll enjoy this discussion. So let's get started. Are you ready to get started?
Yes, let's do it.
We are talking about conflict resolution between parents and teenagers. Mm-hmm. And although we mentioned toddlers and we talked some about children, this one really is where, I guess when you think conflict resolution with your children, the teen years, the tweeny years, if I can use a modern term, mm-hmm. this is really where it gets exciting.
Yes.
And a lot of parents become very frustrated at this time. And Bethany and I just really don't think you have to be.
No,
and it's
you
not
don't.
Easy. It's right. not easy, but it can be done. And so just if you joined us last week, now if you didn't, you need to go back and listen to last week's episode, because last week we just kind of kicked things off with a discussion about destructive ways to argue. And we talked about withdrawal, name-calling fights, the belittling, the invalidating each other, and that sort of thing. And that's worth reviewing. Any
yes.
thought?
You know, I was back. just looking at our notes here, destructive ways to argue. I would even just go so far to say as you probably shouldn't be arguing with your teenager. All of these different ways to communicate that we talked about in last week's episode that we called destructive ways to argue, these are destructive ways to communicate with your teen or preteen, as the case may be. And I would just draw that line and say,
sure.
I'm not going to do this. We're not going to have name calling in this house. We're not going to belittle one another. We're not going to be negative towards one another. And if we have a conflict come up, we're going to learn to communicate in healthy ways. So we're going to talk about that
yeah,
today.
And I think part of the reason we think of it in terms of an argument is because normally these things show up when there's a disagreement.
Yes.
And in normal day-to-day conversation, this often doesn't show up. So these are dealing with issues where there's a disagreement, there's a problem, and we're trying to solve that problem.
Right.
Let's talk just for a moment about the goal.
Okay.
And one of the things we have to remember as moms and dads, when God gives us children, our goal should be to bring our children to maturity mm-hmm. so that they can enjoy true freedom.
Yes.
And we need to talk about that because our goal is not just to get the kids out of the house. Mm. Our goal is not just to win,
right?
Our disagreements, but our goal is to train our children, to bring them up to a place of maturity in their life. Mm-hmm. And our goal is for our kids to enjoy true freedom.
Right.
And one author said it like this. He said, real freedom is having the inner power to do what he or she knows is best for all concerned.
Mm.
That's a huge statement.
Yes, it is.
Real freedom is having the inner power to do what he or she knows is best for all concerned. Because here's what happens even in marriages. Even in marriages, a lot of times problems come because the husband begins to make decisions based on what's best for him. Or the wife makes decisions based on what's best for her.
True.
And really that shows up in the family in the teen years because teens can begin living their life. No, this is what I want. This is what I like.
Right.
And moms and dads can balk at that. No, this is what we want.
Right.
And our goal is to teach them that they can enjoy true freedom, which is having that inner power to do what is best for everybody that's concerned.
True.
Immaturity, on the other hand, the author said, immaturity is lacking the power to do what he or she knows is right, and lacking the power to delay gratification.
Mm.
In other words, I want to have fun right now.
Right.
But life has this thing about I have to do the work, I have to submit, I have to learn obedience,
right.
I have to learn discipline. Mm-hmm. So moms and dads, remember that right now as we're talking about conflict with our teenagers and our tweenies, remember your goal, focus on your goal. You want your children to grow to a place of maturity so that they can enjoy true freedom.
Absolutely. And this, just talking about this reminds me of that verse in 3 John where it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth.
Absolutely.
And so that is how they get real freedom, knowing the truth of the Word of God, knowing that the Holy Spirit resides inside them and that they can have true freedom when they are following what is right. And also, not only does that bring them joy, but that brings the parents much joy to hear that their children are walking in true biblical freedom.
Yes, it does. And Solomon mentions that quite frequently when he says things like, you know, a child left to himself brings his mom to shame.
Yes.
His mother to shame. On the other hand, he talks about a well-trained child brings delight.
Mm.
And it's just, it's delightful for everybody involved, for yes. the child and for the parents as well.
Yes.
So let's start by just reviewing the goal. Remember that your goal is to bring your children to maturity so that they can enjoy true freedom.
Yes.
And then let's go to Proverbs 18 today. And the reason I want to go to Proverbs 18 is it is a chapter that is absolutely full of advice about conflicts, the tongue, how to handle things, how not to handle things.
Right.
And so I went through Proverbs 18, and Beth and I are going to just kind of walk through it with you. In Proverbs 18, you'll see there's a number of dangers to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see there are a number of areas to develop. And then Beth and I will add just at the end today about some actions that all of us can take in light of it.
Yes.
So let's start with the dangers to avoid.
All right.
And this first verse is interesting. Let me read the first one. Proverbs 18, verse 1. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom.
Hmm.
And what Solomon is saying right there is that, depending on how you take the verse, it does appear that he's saying that when we separate ourselves, we isolate ourselves, it does allow us to seek and to get connected to wisdom.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
So isolation in that sense would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to start today, and I want to look at it from a different angle and just talk from about the danger of isolation.
Mm.
Because a lot of times what we end up doing in a conflict is we separate ourselves from it.
Right.
We're not looking for wisdom.
Mm-mm.
We're not trying to solve it.
True.
What we end up doing, though, is we're pouting.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're frustrated, or
right.
we're irritated, or mm-hmm. we just don't want to take the time to work through a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a danger of isolation.
Right.
And that's a huge one because so many people run from issues, run from conflict.
Right.
And our goal is not to avoid conflict. Our goal is to learn how to handle it in a healthy way.
Absolutely.
And I know we've said that a number of times. So the first danger to avoid is the danger of isolation. The second danger to avoid is really big. You read verse 2, hon, and I'll get verse 17.
All right. So Proverbs 18:2 says, "A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself."
He doesn't want to have any understanding.
Right.
And he all he wants to do is be right. I don't want yes. to understand this. I just want to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17 says it in this way. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but mm. his neighbor cometh and searcheth him.
Mm.
In other words, I'm convinced I'm right. I'm right.
Right.
I'm right. And so I can defend myself on the fact that I'm right. I don't need to understand. I'm just right. However, when your neighbor, someone else comes along and examines it,
yes.
it gives a whole new light to it.
Absolutely. I would think that that is a danger to avoid, whether you're speaking from the parent's point of view of I am always right.
Sure.
And I know what to do in this situation. We need to seek wisdom. But I would think also from your teenager's point of view, when they are so convinced that it would be the wise thing to go and do some dangerous or foolish thing that sometimes
sure.
teens want to do.
That's true. But in light of conflict resolution, there's a massive danger in misunderstanding the issue.
Yes.
And that can go in all kinds of directions. It reminds us that sometimes we jump in with both feet
mm-hmm.
and an open mouth.
Yes.
And lots of emotions. And the next thing you know, we are really all upset and uptight when we don't even yet know what the issue is.
True.
So Solomon is saying there's a danger of isolation. There's a danger of misunderstanding the issue. And we'll explain more about that when we get to the areas to develop. Verse 3 is telling us there's a danger of showing contempt. Read that one for us.
When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach.
That's an interesting word there, ignominy.
Yes.
But what we want to focus on there is that word contempt. And what he's trying to say in the third verse is that it is a wicked thing to have contempt.
Mm.
And so many times when we counsel parents who are struggling with teens or teens who are struggling with parents, it's resolved. It's kind of boiled down now into a contemptuous relationship.
Yes.
The teen is contemptuous toward mom and dad. It shows up and they roll their eyes, they sigh, mm-hmm. they shrug their shoulders.
Yes.
And sometimes parents do the same things as teenagers.
Yes.
So Solomon is saying, here's another danger. It's the danger of contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 introduces us to a pretty hefty one here as well. It's the danger of partiality or inconsistency. Read verse 5 for us.
It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment.
In other words, what we end up doing is we show partiality.
Mm.
We're inconsistent. And everybody knows that teenagers are really good at spotting inconsistencies.
Yes.
Unless It's their own.
Of course.
And if you're a teen listening to this, you know that's true. I know several times I've told our sons, make sure you're at least as hard on yourself as you are on others. Because it's so easy to think, you know, I can't believe they're that way, and overlook the fact that, wait a minute.
Right.
I can't change them, but I can change me.
Yes.
So there's a massive danger, Solomon says, in being partial or inconsistent. And I always love our friend Dr. Dave Tice. I heard him say one time that he said, I am so glad that I am at least consistent in my inconsistencies. And the reminder there is that none of us are across the board consistent all the time.
Right.
But when it comes to resolving conflicts, we have to recognize there's this danger in showing partiality. And maybe that's a reminder if you have more than one kid to make sure that you're not really hard on one, soft on the other.
True.
And I've taught many times that sometimes it happens when you have more than one child, that sometimes you feel really strongly about something and this one child struggles in that area, so you really come down hard on that child.
Right.
And maybe the other child, they struggle because all kids do, but it's not something that's that big a deal to you. So you let their issues slide.
Right.
And that's a real problem. And it causes major issues in a family. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today, of course, Beth and I have been talking about conflict resolution between parents and teens. Today was part 3. And if you'll join us next time, we'll just keep this conversation going with part 4. This is a co-production between TILradio.org and the Keeping It Young podcast.com. You just check us out anytime online. We'd love to hear from you. Reach out. Let us know if we can serve you in some way. I hope you have a great week ahead. And don't forget, whatever else you do, remember, serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to TILradio.org or KeepingItYoungPodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.